AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is offering some terse words for Israel's prime minister. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says no American administration has helped Israel more than his.
Maybe you should remember that.
Asked if he thinks Benjamin Netanyahu's trying to influence next month's election outcome by holding up a Mideast peace deal.
I don't know, but I'm not counting on that.
That came after Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy said he worries Netanyahu has little interest in a deal, in part because of U.S. politics. Israel is vowing to retaliate for this week's Iranian ballistic missile attack. The president says there's no decision yet on what type of response, but
if I were in their shoes, I'd be thinking about other alternatives than striking oil fields.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president made a surprise stop at the White House briefing room. He said he is confident the upcoming election would be free and fair, but he's not sure it would be peaceful based on what Donald Trump has been saying. In hurricane-damaged Georgia, Trump responded,
I don't know anything about what he said. I only can hope that it's going to be free and fair, and I think in this state it will be, and I hope in every state it will be, and I think we're going to do very well, but right now we're focused on this. We're not focused on the election.
Stocks finished with big gains. It comes as the government reports better than expected job growth last month. CFRA Sam Stovall says it's a good sign.
Historically, September and October have been bad months leading up to the presidential election. But whenever September of the presidential election year has been positive, October was also positive nearly 80% of the time.
The search for victims of Hurricane Helene is dragging on into a second week. At least 215 people have died. Phone service and electricity outages continue to hinder efforts to contact the unaccounted for in the South. This is AP News. There is a celebration in Peru of two decades since the creation of a genetically modified guinea pig.
A famous rodent whose meat has been served for thousands of years as part of the diet of Andean villagers. Although in the US and Europe, it's considered a pet. The breed was created in 2004 after 34 years of work at the National Institute for Agrarian Innovation. Juan Sol Avzano, a research animal engineer, tells the Associated Press, in the middle of one of the institution's farms, the thousands of guinea pigs are bred for study. The guinea pig was first described in 1554 by the Swiss nationalist Conrad von Gesner. It is a very versatile species, says engineer Solozano, who adds that it can even adapt to soil at an altitude of over 3,000 feet. It's bred in Colombia, Peru, Ecuador and Bolivia, in areas where the Inca Empire spread nearly 500 years ago. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.